how to know if you've been caught up in a data breach and what you can do about it.
If you're on Uber, do you have an Uber account, Darren?
No.
You don't?
No.
A lot of people here do have Uber accounts. They were involved in a data breach last week, which means all the usernames and passwords are now out there in the wild.
Mm.
So what happens when these sort of things happen? So if you've got an Uber account, you're going to have to go in and change your password, which with Uber means you're actually going to have to say, I forgot my password, and reset a new one. Now, if you've used that password elsewhere, let's say you use it on Microsoft or Google, you're going to have to go into those accounts and change them as well. Because people, bad guys, will be out there tapping at the door trying to get into your accounts.
Yeah.
So I put all the details up on my website, and there is a site you can go to that is up there on my website this morning called Have I Been Pwned, P-W-N-E-D. You can enter your email address, and it will show everywhere your email address has been involved in a data breach. And data breaches mean that we get more spam, and because there are over 8 billion accounts, email accounts, have actually been involved in a data breach. And that's one of the reasons, Darren, why we get so much spam. So if you're ever involved in one, you do have to go along, change that password, stop using it elsewhere, and turn on all the password things we talk about, like multi-factor authentication, where you give them your mobile phone number.
All right, here's a quick one for you, without notice. So, you know, when you get a message saying you need to update your password, right?
Yes.
Okay, how do you know that that, in fact, is not spam, and that you're actually giving someone, a hacker, a new password that they can log into your account?
Great question. So if you get a message or an email saying that, you ignore the message or the email, but you go to the app.
Right.
Now, if you can log into that app, you're fine. If it comes up and says you can't suddenly log in, that's a sign that you need to reset your password. And it's the only way I would ever do it. It's like we've got the bank ones as well. There's a problem with your bank.
Yep.
If you get a phone call from your bank, which is supposedly from your bank, or you get a message from your bank, you ignore all those and you log on to your bank. Not through those messages. And if you can log on to your bank, you are fine. There's a message there saying, hey, Darren, you need to change your password, and you've logged onto the bank, that's when you do it.
Yeah. Okay, good advice. All right. And as you said, heaps more information on your website. All right. Now, let's talk about this change your life, help you get dressed thing from iPhone.
A lot of people are very excited about this. I don't think you and I will be, Darren. But in iOS 16, there's a new feature that allows you to copy the subject of a photo and paste it into the Notes app. So you can get a photo of you taken, let's say, in a suit or a pair of shoes on that you quite like.
Yeah.
And then you can have your casual Darren, and you're going to the races Darren, and you can do photos of all this, and you can go, you know what, that is what I'll wear today. There's some fashion people out there going, this is going to change my life. It's going to change yours, Darren?
No, but I can see how it would be advantageous for people who, maybe that they have to attend, say, for instance, the Prime Minister, right?
Yes.
Or, say, the Governor-General, or, someone who has to attend a lot of public events, maybe the local mayor. You can just organise your wardrobe and say, oh, this is what I need for this. Yep, done.
Yep. I saw a couple of posts yesterday about this. One girl had, I think it was 300 photos of different outfits she'd taken on it.
Of course she did,
since iOS 16 came out, and there was another guy there in about 40 on there as well. Both absolutely loved it. Go on, say, that is what I'm going to wear today.
Right. Well, I won't be needing that. Now, one thing I might actually need is MuTalk. Now, I've been accused of talking loudly in public many times. It's probably a consequence of my job because, as you know, when you're on the radio, you have to talk up so people can hear you. I tend to take it into general conversation everywhere.
There is a Japanese company now has taken this one step further, because for people who do talk, and lots of people do it. I'm probably guilty of doing it just like you, because I'm on radio as well.
Mm.
It's a thing called MuTalk. Now, it's a Bluetooth mouthpiece that connects to your phone, but you put it over your mouth. It looks like a VR headset, a big rubber thing that you actually stick over your mouth and lips.
Oh.
So You're going to be the centre of attention in the room because you'll scare small children for a start. It doesn't look comfortable. And you know what? Everybody's going to be looking at you saying, who's the weirdo in the Bane mask?
Yes.
You don't know who Bane is, people. Just Google it. You'll be fine.
Bane. Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne. Yeah.
Now, that was a very good imitation.
Thank
there,
you,
Darren.
Thank you.
That was good. Yeah, you know, it's tackling a problem that could easily be solved by telling the person to take the call elsewhere. But Mutalk, rubber thing, looks hideous, costs you about $200 to buy.
Hey.
Complete and utter waste of time.
All right. Well, so that's Japanese, is it?
Yep.
They love that sort of stuff.
They do.
Anything sort of gimmicky and sort of new,
yeah.
And sort of, you know, sort of left of centre and a bit weird, they just go for it.
They do. It looks like you've got one enormous lip. That sticks out about six. It's not subtle. And, you know, I was trying to work out where you'd actually put the new talk when you carry it around. You need a bag just to carry the stupid thing around with you.
All right. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you next week. And heaps of information on Richard's excellent website. If you go to talktech.com.au, you'll find him there. Thanks, mate. Have a great week.
Who are you going to pick for the grand final?
Look, I'm on Geelong. I just simply think they've been the best team all year and probably deserve to win. But I look at their age.
Yep.
Not that age should come into it, but I think it does. They'll field the oldest grand final team in the history of the AFL this weekend.
That's right. And I reckon, you know, Darren, I'm taking Sydney because I reckon we might see the Buddy Show.
The Buddy Show.
That's it.
Kick a bag. All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.